Selected photos, art and poetry. All things bright and beautiful. Raw talent starts out unformed and dull. The beauty is still locked inside. But with training, time and experience added to the mix, the raw ingredients start to take shape. The first uneven lines on a sketch pad or the beginning few words of a poem start the process. Each new step brings out another facet. Every new effort polishes away some of the rough spots, and out of those beginnings come these bright and beautiful results. Enjoy looking at and reading some of the gems from the 1998 New Era Contest. There are three photos: The Light of Nature, Scenes by Tom Webster, Orchard Gifts by Kim Mickelson, 2 Feet Off the Ground by Rachel Gray. Poetry, Waiting by Christine Spencer. The November Ensign came today. One for me, but I couldn't open it, knowing what was there. How could I? Inside were the words I had felt. Inside was that spirit again. Inside was conference, the best one so far, the living moments at whose close I had cried. So there it sat, on the kitchen counter, unlocked treasure, filling its pages, its power bursting from the seams, glowing from beneath the cover. I couldn't open it. That book in all its energy, glory, so it sat there, waiting. Book of Mormon Breakfast by Christine Spencer. Can we offer you just one more verse today, a sweet and simple testimony, like an apple on the way out the door? Do you have time for a chapter, or will you be skipping the full course again? And so they call to me every morning, and I try to ignore the prompting as I dress and pack. But they cry as I leave, like a voice from the dust, and say, "We'll be waiting here until you come back, hungry." President Clark's Face, When He Testified of a Mighty Thing, by Christine Spencer. There was a look I saw, and a realization I tried to understand, but didn't fully. It was an awareness growing out of his testimony, had changed him, changing me. Hands by Kara Dixon. I think of his hands, nail prints marking his sacrifice. Will my hands, when I meet my God, be untouched by human tears? Lord, let me greet my Savior with hands scarred by the works of love. Discovery by Kara Dixon. Dad's old canoe was too long to fit in the pond, so Lucy dragged it out on an old inner tube, put our red snow disk over the hole, and gave the order to set sail. I climbed in, sat down Indian style, and explored the whole length of our backyard hole, about 10 feet. Then we took turns paddling around the edge, looking for life amid the algae. On Monday, we sighted the new world. On Tuesday, we found the promised land. And on Wednesday, we followed Dorothy to the land of Oz. By Thursday, we were bored and set out to find some new adventure. Our ocean voyage lasted less than a week, but I can still remember each place we visited and every imaginary friend we made. I remember Lucy standing in the wobbly bow of the ship, pointing towards the land that sparked on our horizon, her hair flapping like a red banner. More pictures. Alden Seated by Molly Madsen. Dreams by Kim Mickelson. The Sisters Do Their Part by Sarah Ludlow. Sister Asuncion by Sarah Ludlow. With Roses by Rachel Gray. Out of the Spotlight by Brian Beckman. A Gathering of Gourds by Brian Beckman. Sarah Swinging Alden by Molly Madsen. More poetry. Baptism by Cynthia Chun. My father's eyes, so comforting and full of promises, direct me down the aqua tiles of the baptismal font. His gentle hands raised to the square anoint my spirit and lift my soul. For Me by Peter D. Coyle. Splinters did not cause the blood that flowed from every pore, hanging on a cross of wood, perhaps from an olive tree, though he had the power to heal himself and smite them, those who caused him pain. With a breath, the power that created this earth would do his will. but he stayed there on the wood for me. A Prayer by Tracy Lerdahl. A prayer, two smiles, a familiar door, a plan, a truth, help them understand. A whisper, it's right, do they feel it? A glimpse, a hope, a young family in white. A step, will you? A leap, we will. A burst, an embrace, smiles and tears. A prayer, hearts dance with the snowflakes outside. Lilies of the Field by Marty Bullock. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew chapter 6, verse 29. I pull on the cool, satiny air, flexing my fingers into each sheath, and wrap around my waist the rustling folds of a soft breeze. I tie aroma like a scarf about my neck and stroke its silken fringe, pin up the loose strands of my hair with silver darkness, fasten a cloak of cricket song over my shoulders, and thread dewy blades of grass around each ankle. Then I descend a cloudy staircase, turn the doorknob of the moon, and step out into the night in this, my favorite evening gown. When I Was in Need of Comfort by Carl Reese. Like four strong pillars, calm, oiled hands weigh down upon my sick head and bless. Winter Trees by Teresi Segler. The ragged sentinels sigh softly as a white blanket sifts gently down through their ancient arms, spreading itself gracefully, silently upon the face of the frozen earth. The caressing breath of a twilight breeze twines familiarly through the silent watchers, wrapping them with its kiss as if to comfort lonely companions in a world of empty whispers. Nightfall by Marty Bullock. Up out of the east, dark liquid is pouring over the sky, cleaning the canvas ready for tonight's masterpiece. End of All Things Bright and Beautiful. Selected photos, art, and poetry. Fiddle, harp.